From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voice.id, and at RE Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We will follow up and coordinate to accelerate the formation as the instruction clearly states the need for speed. I have been assigned to coordinate and a task force will be formed to work full time. Well, this is a very good idea and truly reflects the vision of our nation's founders that our economy should be based on mutual cooperation. Many ministries will be involved.
Furthermore, Zulkifli emphasized that the formation of the Red and White Phoenix Cooperative will involve multiple ministries and government institutions to ensure the process moves quickly and effectively. A daily task force will focus on pushing for the establishment of cooperatives in villages across the country in close coordination with local governments and relevant ministries. Indonesia and Turkey agreed to expand market access and remove trade barriers between the two countries. Here is the detail by Dora Barbieri.
Indonesia and Turkey have agreed to expand market access and remove trade barriers between the two countries. This was conveyed by President Prabowo in a joint statement after a bilateral meeting with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara, Turkey, Thursday. President Prabowo explained that the expansion of market access and removal of trade barriers were agreed to support the common goal of developing as an economic power in the region. Therefore, President Prabowo and President Erdogan have instructed relevant ministers to finalize the preferential trade agreement negotiation as a first step toward a comprehensive economic cooperation agreement between Indonesia and Turkey.
I also reported that we have instructed our respective trade minister to finalize the preferential trade agreement as a first step towards Turkey and Indonesia SEPA.
In a joint statement, Prabowo further conveyed Indonesia's commitment to strengthen strategic cooperation with Turkey in various fields, ranging from infrastructure, renewable energy, defense industry to health industry. President Prabowo visited Turkey's presidential palace as a reciprocal state visit after President Erdogan visited Bogor presidential palace, West Java, on February 12, 2025. President Prabowo's state visit was welcomed with warm and festivity. Dora Pardini for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, in a speech delivered before the Turkish Parliament on Thursday, emphasized the commitment of Indonesia and Turkey to strengthen strategic cooperation, including efforts to maintain global peace. Paranoff has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and Turkey have agreed to continue strengthening their cooperation on global geopolitical issues. In his statement, President Prabowo highlighted the importance of both countries playing an active role in maintaining global stability and peace, particularly in supporting the independence of Palestine.
President Erdogan and I exchanged views on geopolitical issues. We agreed that Indonesia and Turkey must contribute to maintaining global stability and peace. Together, we will continue to support Palestinian independence. We also support stability in Syria and peace in Ukraine. Both countries have agreed to continue helping each other in pursuing these goals.
President Prabowo also emphasized that both countries will continue to work together as a leader of the global south to promote a fair world order that benefits all nations. Furthermore, he described his trip visit as highly productive. He mentioned that several agreements have been signed, covering areas such as defense, energy, disaster management, and culture. Moving on to the chairman of Indonesia's Financial Services Authority, Mahendra Sirega, who emphasized that the stability of the national financial services sector remains intact despite ongoing global economic uncertainty. OFA has the detail.
Chairman of the Financial Services Authority, Mahendra Sirega, said that the national financial sector remains stable amid global economic challenges. This statement was made during the press conference on the financial services sector assessment and financial authorities policy following the monthly board of commissioners meeting held on Friday. He noted that Financial Services Authority continues to closely monitor global developments, including market volatility and projections of global economic growth.
Inflasi inti di Februari cukup terkendali, yaitu 2,48%, yang menunjukkan
Core inflation in February was relatively well managed at 2.48%, indicating that domestic demand remains strong. However, several indicators also suggest moderated demand. The national economy continues to show solid performance, as confirmed by a regular review from the British Industrial Service, which reaffirmed Indonesia's credit rating at Baa2 with a stable outlook. In addition, Fitch has also maintained Indonesia's rating at BBB with a stable outlook.
Fitch juga mempertahankan rating Indonesia di level BBB atau BBB dengan outlook stabil.
Fitch also stated that these ratings reflect global confidence in the fundamentals of Indonesia's economy and show that the policies implemented have been effective in maintaining financial sector resilience amid global uncertainty.
The announcement of reciprocal tariffs by United States President Donald Trump is a momentum for Indonesia to reform the investment climate in the country. Here is a detail by Andy Rondoli.
Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, Mahendra Siregar, Friday said that the announcement of reciprocal tariffs by the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is a momentum for Indonesia to reform the investment climate in the country. In a press statement monitored online from Jakarta, he said that the Indonesian government had announced a number of steps that would be taken in responding to the reciprocal tariff policy. Siregar also said the steps prepared by the Indonesian government will improve the ecosystem of the affected industry, both in increasing resilience and the ability to compete in the global market.
Kalau ini dilakukan, maka sebenarnya apa yang terjadi dengan risiko dari tarif
fisik itu, then what actually happens with the risk of this reciprocal tariff actually provides good momentum for us to reform the overall investment climate and conditions in Indonesia so as to increase competitiveness, and that will actually be able to strengthen our competitiveness not only in the United States but also throughout the world.
Bukan hanya di Amerika Serikat tapi di seluruh dunia juga.
Previously, United States President Donald Trump on April 2, 2025, announced the imposition of an additional 10% tariff on goods entering the United States. This tariff was then also added to the reciprocal tariff, which differed between countries, before it was announced that it would be postponed for 3 months. Indonesia was imposed a 32% reciprocal tariff by the United States. A number of industries that are expected to be affected include the textile, footwear, and palm oil sectors.
Indonesia recorded positive progress in the Global Terrorism Index, or GTI 2025, where Indonesia's position is at the level of medium and low, impacted by terrorism. Nora Pandey has the detail.
Indonesia has recorded positive progress in countering terrorism, based on the Global Terrorism Index 2025. Deputy for Indonesia Cooperation of the National Counter-Terrorism Agency, Andika Krisna Yudanto, in the Global Terrorism Index 2025 discussion in Jakarta, Tasty, revealed that the positive progress was indicated by Indonesia's position at the medium and low, impacted by terrorism levels in the last few years. Andika said the threat of terrorism organization in Indonesia continues to decline. Even for 2 consecutive years, Indonesia experienced zero terrorist attack.
Ancaman keseluruhan dari organisasi teroris Indonesia terus menerus. The overall threat from terrorist organizations in Indonesia continued to decline throughout 2024, indicating the reduced operational capacity of existing terrorist organizations. For the second consecutive year, Indonesia also experienced zero terrorist attacks. Above zero terrorist attacks.
Andika further explained that in June 2024, senior leaders of Jamaah Islamiyah, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda, one of the largest groups in Indonesia, had publicly announced the dissolution of the organization. The Global Terrorism Index is a comprehensive study that analyzes the impact of terrorism on 163 countries covering 99.7% of the world population. For Indonesia, the Global Terrorism Index is not just a ranking tool, but a valuable reference in decision-making to develop policies and strengthen counter-terrorism strategies both at the national, regional, and global scope. Nora Pandey for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Former President of the Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, expressed his deep condolences over the passing of legendary artist Titiek Puspa, who dedicated her life to art and the nation. Indonesian former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono shared his deep sorrow over the passing of senior artist Titiek Puspa. While visiting the funeral home in Seoul, Jakarta on Friday, April 11, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono remembered the late Titiek Puspa as a cultural hero.
Kita kehilangan seorang pahlawan kebudayaan. Kalau saya boleh mengatakan, we have lost a cultural hero, if I may say so. Titiek Puspa dedicated her life to the world of art, culture, and even social causes. She was truly a maestro, musician, and cross-generational artist who inspired through many eras.
Kata seorang maestro, seorang musisi, seorang seniman, lintas generasi, dari masa ke masa.
Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono also reflected on his personal connection with the late Titiek Puspa during his 10 years leading Indonesia. He often interacted alongside her in various cultural events and witnessed her tireless spirit and dedication to serving the country through the art. At the end of his remark, as being a prayer that she will be raised peacefully by God and hope her life will serve as an example for future generations. He emphasized that Indonesia and the world need more figures like Titiek Puspa, heroes of art and culture, who spread peace, compassion, and unity. Still about Indonesian legendary singer and songwriter Titiek Puspa, who passed away in Jakarta on Thursday at the age of 87, several prominent figures paid their respects at her residence in Jakarta that same day, including Indonesian musician Yofi Widianto. As reported by Antara State News Agency, Yofi described Titiek Puspa's work as timeless and said the Indonesian art scene had lost a true hero.
Personally, I was deeply shocked. We have lost a hero who meant so much to Indonesia. Without a doubt, we Indonesian musicians, composers, and artists pray so that our hero is granted a place in God's paradise, the most beautiful place by the side of the Almighty. I know her works will remain eternal in Indonesian art.
Titiek Puspa was renowned for writing dozens of songs and albums that became hits in Indonesia during the late 20th century, as well as her role in several films. She also participated in Bintang Radio Singing Competition in 1954 and 1960, organized by Radio Republik Indonesia, Indonesia's public radio network, that also runs Voice of Indonesia. Titiek Puspa was laid to rest at Tanah Kusir Cemetery in Jakarta on Friday. Well, it's not just news, now here's commentary titled President Prabowo's visit to Turkey, strengthening bilateral partnerships, read by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today it's on President Prabowo's visit to Turkey, strengthening bilateral partnerships. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's visit to Turkey on Thursday, April 9th, marked an important milestone in strengthening relations between Indonesia and Turkey. In a meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, both underlined the importance of cooperation in the fields of economy, defense, and health. This step is a response to increasingly complex global challenges. Both countries want to improve their positions in a more interconnected world order. In the talks, Indonesia and Turkey agreed to accelerate the completion of the Preferential Trade Agreement, which is the first step towards the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. This cooperation is expected to eliminate trade barriers, expand market access, and open up opportunities for the industries of both countries. The two leaders also emphasized the importance of strengthening the defense sector, including the joint agree on great potential in developing infrastructure and tourism sectors of both countries. President Prabowo's visit to Turkey not only strengthens bilateral relations, but also proves that Indonesia and Turkey have the same vision to face global challenges. Through closer cooperation, both countries will be able to utilize their potential to the fullest to create a more stable and prosperous future. That was commentary. Or familiarly known as Rosemary.
Indonesia. The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People Mati Polo, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Nidwana Traditional Village in Balegede Village, Cianjur Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia, is a tourism destination which has a rich culture and the charm of typically natural beauty of mountains. Interestingly, the village with 21 houses inhabited by 21 families also maintains their ancestral traditions even in modern times. For example, there is a tradition of building houses with doors facing south or north. The procedure for planting rice is still traditionally carried out there. Listener, not only interesting culture and traditions, Nidwana Traditional Village also has an extraordinary special food for outsiders, namely Wayo fish. Wayo fish resembles tadpoles, but larger in size, namely the size of an adult thumb. This animal lives attached to rocks in river flows in the area. Wayo fish is usually prepared by frying until dry. Apart from that, people often process it into Wayo fish curry. It tastes so delicious, particularly when eaten with warm rice. Listener, according to the beliefs of local people, this Wayo fish dish is said to provide the properties of youth and longevity. Evidently, dozens of people in this traditional village still look fit and healthy although they are more than 100 years old. They can do daily activities including going to the garden to pick vegetables. For those of you who are curious and want to prove the benefits of Wayo fish, please just come to the Nidwana Traditional Village in Cianjur. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I am Ahmad Faisal. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Indonesia.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the department in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government has a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
A complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Allows you to learn Indonesian language solely on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B. 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 Which can be used for ba, bati, and bali. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
To Komodo Island after trekking it will surely swim in the pink beach, which is located on the side of the road. When heading for the island or returning to Labuan Bajo, you have to pass it.
The pink beach, which is actually made of fine pinkish sand, is a portrait of beauty in the Komodo National Park. Muhammad Saleh describes the underwater marine life below.
Now there's predominantly soft corals or aquapora down there. There are also several species of keys, reef keys, and if you go deeper, you will find some larger fish species. The sand on the pink beach is basically white, but then there are some red coral rubble which is very fine caused by the waves.
Regarding the natural beauty in this Komodo National Park, Aryadi Al Usman, a visitor from Palembang in South Sumatra, says,
"We are visiting the island to see Komodo dragons, which are really awesome. Previously, I only saw their picture or on TV, but now I can see how extraordinary these dragons are. After that, we traveled to Pink Beach. We saw how incredible it was. It was like a dream to see the wonderful Pink Beach. I could see the beautiful coral reef and fish there. The fish from small to big are so pretty and abundant."